Amen. Hurry to you in the Gospel of John just a little bit. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. Now we're going to find out before we quit reading in the first chapter of John who that Word was. The Word was with God. Huh? The Word was with God. And that's just one of the hundreds of scriptures in the Bible that indicates there's more than one in the Trinity. The Word was with God. Before you can be with something, you got to have two things. Amen. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Both of them was God. Did you hear what I read to you? Amen. That knocks a oneness doctrine in the head right there in the first verse of John chapter 1. Amen. The same was in the beginning with God. There it is again. Amen. In the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Now we get an idea. Praise God that the Word is not just a Bible or something like that, but it is a Him. Did you see that? You're reading with me, aren't you? Amen. All things were made by Him. Not only is it a Him, but He's a Creator. Who is that Word that was with God and the same that was with God in the beginning and was God? You heard it, didn't you? Do you believe what you hear? Do you believe what you read? Do you believe this is Holy Ghost inspired? Amen. Bible. Amen. Now, Jehovah's Witness Bible says that the Word was a God, like there's a whole bunch of them. Amen. Well, amen. He is God, not just one among a bunch, but one of the one triune God, which is a Trinity. Hallelujah. Amen. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Hallelujah. Every sparkling waterfall, every dazzling jewel, every lump of gold, everything that you see that's beautiful, every sparkling river, every magnificent canyon, every ocean, every sea, every bird, every parakeet, every multicolored animal, every beautiful flower, everything that you see and can know that's beautiful that men pay good money to see because some more men built a fence around it. He made it. Amen. In Him was life. Listen to me. I'm already preaching to you before I even intended to preach to you. Amen. This Word, this God that was with God, amen, this Him that created things, He's the one, amen, that gave us life. I want to create some life here this morning. Amen. Just look up. They're moving. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Amen. They wasn't moving before I turned them on, and you wasn't either before Jesus turned you on. Amen. You was dead in the water, if you please, until Jesus turned you on. You was dead in the wind until Jesus turned you on. In Him was life, and life was the light of men. Did you know that there would be no beauty anywhere you tried to look if there wasn't light? All the beauty would be there, but nobody would know it. Nobody would appreciate it. Nobody would see it.
They discovered some new caves, and you can get a National Geographic that'll show you those new caves. And in those caves, they find formations that have been ages in the making. And they take pictures of them. They're so magnificent. Awesome. Amen. But nobody saw them until somebody turned on a light. Amen. There would be nothing beautiful today. This day wouldn't be beautiful. This room wouldn't be beautiful. Amen. No, no, no. You wouldn't be able to see whether your clothes matched or not. As a matter of fact, you wouldn't care if there wasn't any light. Amen. I mean, you could wear your coveralls upside down. Nobody would know the difference if there wasn't any light. Amen. Hey, I was going to grade school when I was about 7 years old. I was wearing a little pair of gray trousers with patch pockets on them, sewed with red threads. All my little overalls were sewed with red threads, and they was light gray. And one morning I went to school. Those days, how many remember when you wore the same clothes all week to school, but you came home, took them off, and put on your old everyday clothes? And then you put those same clothes back on next day and wore them to school again. And that's the way you got by. That's the way all of us did it. There wasn't nobody that didn't do it that way back when I was a kid coming up, going to one-room country school. Amen. And I had this little pair of breeches that had patch pockets on them. And one morning I wore them all the way to school. I reached down and my pockets was gone. I reached over and my other pocket was gone. And I complained all the way to school to Clarence Edward, J.D., and Wanda May that I had lost my pockets. And I went all the way to school that day, and I just forgot about it. And the next morning, I put my school clothes on, and lo and behold, I announced proudly to all of them that I had got my pockets back. I didn't know what had happened. It took me years to understand how I got them back, Sister Alexander. Amen. I had worn my little overalls wrong side out to school. Amen. But if there wasn't any light, nobody could tell. Amen. If there wasn't any light, you wouldn't be able to tell. Amen. Sister Williams has her hair done up real nice. Amen. And they went down to Sister Princess to her house warming. The van's air condition wasn't working. All the lady's hair blew all over the place because had to let down the windows except Sister Williams. Amen. Her stayed right in place, they said. Amen. She didn't lose a curl. Amen. But nobody cared. Nobody even noticed if there wasn't any light. Amen. In him was light. In case you wonder what I'm preaching about today, I'm preaching about Jesus makes a difference. Jesus makes a difference. Oh, glory to God. What a difference Jesus makes. There would be no beauty to behold if it wasn't for him giving life. And his life became the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Amen. That's where you were when he found you, darkness. That's where I was when he found me, in darkness. And did you know what? I had lived in darkness so long, I loved it, I thought. Did you know the Bible said that men love darkness rather than light? You want me to tell you why? Because our deeds are evil. Amen. You love darkness when you're living in sin. Amen. You can't stand the light when you're living in sin. That's why people don't like for the preacher to preach. He turns a light on. Amen. And they don't want to see how ugly they look. They don't, nobody else see how ugly they are. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I mean, if you want to get under some women's collar. Amen. Just go in their house and start moving things when they're not ready for you to. We got that brand new house done, and we was ready to move into it when I was 17 years old. We got it finished. I cut the rafters on that house when I was 16 years old with a number 8 handsaw. We didn't have any electric handsaws, number 8 point handsaw. And glad to have it. Tickled to death to have a number 8 handsaw. It was real good for sawing green oak lumber. That's what we built out of, unseasoned green oak. If you nail it down real good, put enough nails in it, amen, it won't twist too much when it dries out. Amen. It'll twist a little, but it'll not twist too much. And them 2/4 won't bow too much if you get them nailed down good and get kind of a finish on something to kind of hold them and cause them to dry out straight. Amen. And we got it all finished where we could move in. I mean, more finished than most folks did. And we had 4 rooms. No running of water. Never even thought about it. No bathroom. Never even thought about it. Didn't have any water for it anyway. We were still carrying water. We didn't even have a well. Back then we were still carrying water. Hauling it in barrels. We'd graduated to barrels to haul it in if it didn't get enough rainwater over the side of the house. We were still carrying water. We didn't have a bathroom. Amen. And I can remember the first time I ever flushed a stool. I didn't know what this handle was hanging in Jeff Ivey's store. In those days, you know, the water was way up high in a tank. And it was way up there. And the stool was way down here. And they had a chain hanging down. And I wondered what would happen if you pulled that thing. We didn't know what it was for. Nobody told us what it was for. We didn't have any experience at all what it was for. Amen. And so one day, we was playing the back of Jeff Ivey's store and went to the restroom, and I decided I would do it. I'd pull that thing. And so I did, and I mean everything broke loose. I mean, I thought the thing was tore up. I ran clear out in the street. Amen. I got clear out of there. I didn't want nobody to catch me in Jeff Ivey's store because I had done it. I had pulled that thing, and I thought I wasn't supposed to. Amen. We got ready to move into that 4-room house. Real beautiful, well-finished hardwood floors. Amen. I'd sanded them myself. And sealed them and varnished them. We had the slickest, shiniest hardwood floors. Anybody in the country still got higher hardwood floors in the old house, but they're not new, slick, and shiny anymore. Amen. I need to do some work on them real bad. Amen. And I decided that we would move. But Mama, she wasn't ready to move. Amen. And I had John Gates and all the folks come out from church. They was going to help me carry the cook stove, the wood cook stove, up. We're going to hook up with wood again. We got electric, but we didn't even believe in cooking with electric. We believed in cooking with wood. Food wasn't good cooked with electric. We didn't even like food cooked on oil. That was batching down the cotton fields when you had to cook things on oil. And besides, it cost too much. So we was moving that wood cook stove that I'd bought from Mama up into that house. Amen. Going to anyway. But they all came out there ready to move out of that 1-room log cabin. You'd think that a woman would be ready to move out of a 1-room log cabin and move into a 4-room house. Beautiful fish, hardwood floors. Amen. And she'd be ready, more than ready to move. But she flat ordered us out of the house that she wasn't ready. Amen. Mom wanted to clean things up a little bit. She didn't want a whole bunch of strange people in there seeing her dirt before she was ready to move. Amen. And so we didn't get to move till Mom got ready to move. If you don't have light, the dirt won't matter if you can't see it.
Amen. Glory to God. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Amen. The darkness did not appreciate the light when it came. I'm preaching, in case you're wondering, on Jesus makes a difference. Praise God. The Bible said in Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And I believe in the gap theory. I believe that God created it perfect. I believe He created it beautiful. I believe He created all the beauty and all the glory. Amen. In an unspeakable manner. Amen. Filled it with people and filled it with animals and put Lucifer, the son of the morning, amen, as the guardian of it. Amen. And for eons of time it existed that way. But we don't know much about that world. The Bible said the world was without form. That word was, Hebrew word there, means became. The world became. The prophet said He didn't create it empty. He created it to be inhabited. Amen. But it became that way. That was the first baptism of this world in water. God drowned Lucifer's kingdom. Turned it upside down with the fall of Lucifer and the rebellion of all of his followers. Amen. Millions and millions of those that lived in that creation, amen, were destroyed in that first flood. And that brings us to the latter part of Genesis 1 and 1. Amen. And the earth became void and without form. Amen. Now, if you believe in the simplistic theory, that's okay. I used to believe that too until I studied a little more and dug a little deeper. Amen. And you got to learn the elementary truth before you learn the advanced truth. Amen. And so I believe very strongly in the gap theory. There's too many loopholes that you can't fill. In fact, there's millions of loopholes that you can't fill without it. Amen. And you'll find a lot of pieces missing. And a lot of things won't fall together. You won't be able to understand Isaiah 14, Jeremiah 28, or Isaiah 28, Ezekiel 14. Amen. You won't be able to understand some of the prophecies of the prophets unless you come to see that. Amen. God drowned that first world too. And then something happened. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. What was it? It was dark. It was covered with water. It was shapeless. There was no beauty anywhere to be seen. Amen. And then something happened. A voice spoke. And John chapter 1 tells us who that was. The living Word, who was God, who was with God in the beginning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer, if you please. Glory to God. He began to speak. And He said, let there be light. And the first thing you know, from out of nowhere it seemed a world that was filled with darkness and delusion and judgment. Amen. From the Luciferian revolt, glory to God, was filled with light again. Light came into being. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. The sun had been in existence a long time. Amen. He just brought it out from under wraps. Said, let there be light. Amen. The moon had been in existence for a long time. Hallelujah. He just took the veil off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, but judgment had came upon it. Amen. And the sun was veiled in darkness. The moon was veiled in blood. And when the end of time comes, it's going to happen again in a figure. The sun's going to be turned to darkness, and the moon's going to be turned to blood. Amen. When? In the end of this present social order, this world. The end of the world. Amen. He came on the scene.
Amen. His footfall, glory to God, was like a man on a log in a mill pond. He set the world to turning with his stride, and has been turning ever since. He set the sun to revolving with his stride. He set the moon to turning with his stride, and it's been turning ever since. You understand? I'm talking poetically. Amen. This is my paraphrasal. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As he walked across the world, glory to God, he said, let the oceans, amen, be separated from the land. Amen. Let there be grass. Let there be trees. Amen. Let there be animals. And let them bring forth everything after its own kind. Amen. And he said, be fruitful and multiply and re. Did you hear that? Re. He didn't say plenish the earth. He said replenish the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. It was if he didn't create that way to start with, it became that way. Praise God. He said, refill the earth. Hallelujah. And that's what happened. Glory to God. Jesus makes a difference. I'll tell you why. We've got fellowship with some saints here this morning because Jesus made the difference in our lives. Amen. He has plenished a church. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he has filled up a church, if you will. He's called out a people for his name. Amen. And it's going to be a glorious church. Don't look at us now. We're in our work clothes. Don't think little of it now. He's not finished with us yet. When he gets done with it, it's going to be a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus makes a difference in our lives today. Amen. He made a difference in Israel in Egyptian bondage. Praise God. Hey, glory to God. Amen. He came down one day. He talked to Moses from a fiery, burning bush. And from that time, he started walking. He said, I am has sent you. I am. Praise God. Walked in through Moses into Egyptian bondage. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on out, folks. We can't. The Red Sea. You can if the I am's walking. Amen. The I am raised his foot. Amen. And stepped in the middle of the Red Sea and splashed it dry. Hallelujah. And they walked across in the track of the I am. Hallelujah. 40 years later, he took another step and stepped in the middle of old Jordan at flood tide and knocked it dry. Hallelujah. And the children of Israel walked across on dry land. I'll tell you, amen. You say, how wasn't Jesus done that? Yes, it was. Read in 1 Corinthians, praise God, chapter 10. Amen. And he said, moreover, brethren, I will not that ye should be ignorant how all our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea. They were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Did all eat the same spiritual meat? Did all drink the same spiritual drink? For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Hallelujah. What happened to the Red Sea? Amen. God threw a rock in it. Woo! Hallelujah. What happened to Jordan? Amen. A rock rolled in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I tell you what, when Jesus walks in, a move of God comes our way. You're getting close to deliverance. Reach out and touch him. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah said, Isaiah chapter 6, a year, Uzziah died. Isaiah, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Whew. Glory to God. Amen. And the skirts of his robe filled the temple. Hallelujah. It made a difference in Isaiah's life. It'll make a difference in your life. Glory to God. That little woman that had that issue of blood, amen, crawled through that crowd. Glory to God. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. She realized something that a lot of people didn't realize. God was high and lifted up, but his train had came all the way down, and she was reaching out, and she was about to touch it. And when she did, amen, lightning fast, something took a hold in her life. And I'm here to tell you this morning, amen, he's still high and lifted up, and his train still fills the temple. Hallelujah. And if you can get low enough, amen, you can touch the hem of his garment as it dangles in that Holy Ghost breeze in our midst. Hallelujah. I believe, brother, every time the Holy Ghost moves in the church, his train fills the temple, and you can touch the hem of his garment, and you can be made whole. Reach up with both hands and touch him right now. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't have to look for anything else. You don't have to wait for anything else. Jesus is here. And all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen. How you know he's here? Because the Bible said Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise God. Amen. How you know Jesus is here? Because he said where two or three agree as touching any one thing that they shall ask. Hallelujah. My God. He said there am I. In the midst of them. Woo! Glory to God. The moment two or three agree, just two's all it takes. Amen. But if we can get three, that's even better. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If we get three, a threefold cord is not easily broken. Amen. I'll tell you today, just two or three agreeing can create a miracle, because he said, there am I, there am I, there am I, there am I. Who? The one that made the world, the one that created light, the one that stepped in the Red Sea, the one that stepped in the River Jordan. Hallelujah. The one who's trained filled the temple. Glory to God. Oh, there am I in the midst of them. I think we need to stand in awe of his presence this morning. Don't you believe it? Worship him. Worship him. Worship. Worship him a little bit. John had the blues. You would be too if you was about to lose your head. John was in jail. You'd have the blues too if Monday morning found you in the jailhouse. Amen. You didn't know if you'd ever get out, and he didn't. Amen. So he sent his disciples. He thought, surely, if this is really the Messiah, it'll be better than it is right now. Amen. He said, art thou he that should come, or should we look for another? Jesus had said to him, go show John again those things ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. The dead are raised up. And the poor have the gospel preached to them. Glory to God. Jesus is here. We don't have to look for another. Amen. He's knocking at your door this very morning. He's as close as a prayer. He's as close as a reach of faith. Let's all stand and reach up. Touch him. You can touch him if you believe. If you believe Jesus inhabits his church. If you believe he lives in his people. You believe he inhabits the praises of Israel. You believe he comes down and his spirit fills the house for his people praise and worship him. You're in good shape to receive something from the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Reach up and take a hold of him. Hallelujah. Jesus is here. Some didn't realize what they had. Capernaum didn't realize what they had. Bethsaida didn't realize what they had. My God, they just dug Bethsaida out the other day. They finally found the hometown of the Apostle Peter. What's wrong with Bethsaida? They didn't believe that Jesus made the difference. They didn't believe in the Son of God. Amen. He said, if the mighty works that were done in you had been done in Sodom, they remain unto this day. What's wrong with Sodom? They didn't believe. What's wrong with Bethsaida? They didn't believe. What's wrong with Tyre and Sidon? They didn't believe. Praise God. But if you believe, you're timeless. If you'll believe this morning, amen, you're as eternal as the Son of God. If you'll trust in him, your destiny is sealed. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you, and you, and you, and you, and you. If you'll believe, the promise is for you this very day. Hallelujah. Let's pray, Father. We believe. We believe. We believe. Oh God. When our lives was falling apart. When our home life was falling apart. When Daddy was gone. And Mama was sick. You came into my life. And made the difference. And that's why I'm here today. Enjoy the blessing of God. You made the difference. You turned my darkness into light. You turned my ugliness into beauty. You turned my sadness, grief into joy and rejoicing. You made the difference in my life. Did you ever think what it's going to be like when the body of Christ leaves the earth? Church is gone. Gone! God, I will be left here to you. When they go, I want to go. I don't want them to go off and leave me. I've been with them too long, Brother Ray. I don't want the church to go off and leave me. Do you want to go where they go, when they go? Would you like the company of the best people that ever wore shoe leather while the ages roll on? Would you like to go to hell where the criminals, the mafia, the Hitlers, the Stalins, the murderous Caesars and the persecutors of the body of Christ are? You don't have to. You can walk out there like a man. You can shoulder your responsibility of your own soul, walk out there like a woman. And you can give your life to Jesus. And I'll guarantee you, he'll make a difference in your life. He'll turn your darkest night to golden day. As we sing, we invite you to come. As we open this altar, please come.
I be lifted up, I'll draw on me.
God. Yes.
He He'll take your hands and he's speaking your name sweetly this morning.
He made me
Yes.